Howdy friend, welcome to Homegrown, I'm your host R.P. Smith. We managed to condense a whole season worth of calving challenges into one day on Wednesday this week. As often happens, things start piling up in the middle of the week because we have to get the work done so we can take part in what the kids have going on over the weekend. Looking at the calendar for Saturday, I saw that 5 out of the 6 kids were involved in off-ranch activities. All separate activities and locations scattered from North Platte to Kearney to Minden and the other two here in Custer County. It was understood that there were some things we would not be able to get to, but it was also understood that I would not have any extra help and I'd better be caught up here because I would need to fill in as a part-time chauffeur. Mom and Dad were saddled up and we started in the bullpen, moving the bulls off the meadow to the feedlot. Then we sorted 60 yearling heifers off the cows and drove them 5 miles south to pasture. We then came home and sorted the have-not cows from the have-calves and put them where the bulls had been. With the exception of Dad's horse falling down and him going off with it, the morning had gone pretty smooth, and we quit for dinner around 1 o'clock. I was working on my own in the afternoon and started by sorting off the Gomer bull and taking him over with the first calf heifers. As I was moving them through the gate into the pasture, I spotted a heifer that was in pretty tough shape. Her head was swollen up, and she was so gaunt she looked like a model for an Ace Reed cartoon. I was not seeing anything funny about this, and as I drove her toward the trailer, I spotted a calf with a broken leg. Also not terribly funny. I managed to rope the crippled calf and get it in the trailer. After a few attempts, I got its mother loaded. Then I caught the calf from the sick cow and put it in the trailer with the other pair, and after several trips through the fence, the sick cow did load on her own power. I hauled the whole mess into the vet. The cow could be snake bit or might be rabies, and I can take the cast off the calf in a month. On my way to unload them, I saw the old red cow that was calving when I went to town still wasn't done, and even from 200 yards away I could see we had a problem. I walked over from the road and saw the back leg sticking out about 1.5 feet. I didn't even have a pig and string with me, but I was able to get close enough to grab on. The calf came out in a hurry and was alive, and I thanked the Lord for that one. I unloaded the vet load and put my horse back in the trailer to head for the river. An old cow had lost a premature calf last week, and as I was wanting to cash her in on Thursday. As I rode through the bunch, I found a calf that was pretty staggery. I brought it and the old cow home and rode out to check on the cow that had been calving earlier. I didn't find her, but spotted 3 cows that had not calved that we had missed earlier, so I sorted them off and took them to the other bunch. Beth had sent the boys out to look for me as I was on my way back up the road. The shadow of the horse and rider in the headlights made an interesting picture. Sometimes, to keep my mind occupied during the doldrums of ranch work, I round up stray rhymes. This week's effort strayed just a little further than most. I call it Rambler. My humble opinion, I will gladly explain, the disassembled have gathered and deemed me insane. My time has passed according to the weather vane, so I will waltz to the airport and wait for a train. On a filly named Buster, I will maintain the pace. This is not hard to do when you're running in place. If you never look forward, you can see where you've been, and mistakes are tradition when you make them again. We can all carry guns, but we can't wear our clothes. Tattoo my license on the bridge of my nose. To expose our shortcomings would seem quite absurd. The black-tailed dogie is now the state bird. When running in circles for all of your days, the trench that you wear should earn you a raise. Gridlock is golden, headlock is bliss. If you aim for nothing, you never will miss. No further wisdom I should now dispense, for I fear that my ramblings might start to make sense. And the angry crowd gathered now joyfully cheers. Re-elect the full body for the next 50 years. Thanks for riding along this week on Homegrown. Hope you can join us next time for another edition.